was never heaven. We had our crooks and drunks and the establishment exploiting us.
Lord, why don't they show us no respect?
Because they don't have to. They think they can brutalize us and lock us up without a jury of our peers because we're ignorant of the laws. What we need to do is organize, keep our shit correct, and exercise our constitutional right as citizens to defend ourselves and arm ourselves. Then, if they try to brutalize us or violate our rights, man, we got a right to
what the hell is boy saying?
The man said we can carry guns, showing our community that we ain't got to take this shit no more.
See what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about.
The establishment, it don't listen to the same thing as beg. But believe me, they some disciplined brothers with guns. They're gonna pay attention fast. They're gonna know
serious
about defending the rights of our people.
Dig it. All power to the people.
You're all well aware of the chains that we have there. Chains of slavery, of second-class citizenship. But there are other more invisible chains. Chains of not speaking your mind. Chains of all the words left unsaid out of fear of reprisal by the man. The silencing of our voice.
We as a revolutionary vanguard, I assure you that rise to the occasion in full effect.
Freedom, work, life.
All power to the people.
I'm here to tell you we have a voice, dig it?
Yes.
And I'd like to prove it to you. Everybody repeat after me.
Fuck!
Rodrigo Duterte.
I'm serious. It's amazing how speaking your mind can